And thank you so much for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzek. And this morning, we are going to check in with Ketchikan Toastmasters. Joining us this morning, we have Joanna DeSanto. And also, I believe, over in the United Arab Emirates, we have Muhammad Abu Saleh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very good morning.
All right. Thank you so much. And let's start off with you first, Joanna. I understand that you were one of the original founders of the Toastmasters here?
No, I can't. Oh. I can't claim I was, but I joined a year after Toastmasters. You know, we're celebrating our 35th anniversary in Ketchikan this month. And thanks to the Forest Service, our club, First City Toastmasters, was started. That was back in the days where there was a lot of focus on really continuing education and growing in your profession and your professional life and speaking and leadership, and the leadership of the Forest Service at that time felt and had enough people working in their offices at that time to actually get a club going, which was started though as a community club, so that people in our entire community could join this self-paced educational program.
And this is a national or international program?
It's an international program, yeah. So I joined a year after it started in 1986, and I had just started Community Connections a year before it. So a lot of my own growth as a leader and a speaker for our organization went right along with our growth as a Toastmasters organization.
And what is the mission and purpose of Toastmasters?
It is to really develop and enhance our speaking and leadership skills. And the educational program has really evolved also beautifully in the last few years to include paths of learning that might focus more on one path might focus more on presentations and presenting and speaking, and other paths focus a lot on different aspects of leadership, dynamic leadership or innovative planning, or then more interpersonal communication in relationship to speaking and leading, one of my paths is motivational strategies and another is team collaboration. So there's a lot of really great enhanced learning online now that we have in the Toastmasters organization worldwide. And then as you have heard, Muhammad is our first member to be out of Ketchikan when we started our hybrid club meetings, because we originally met in person and closed down to Zoom with the beginning of COVID, and then opened back up as a hybrid club back at the 1st of April this year.
Okay, and let's talk to you, Muhammad. How did you find the First City Toastmasters, and how did you decide to get involved?
Yeah, I've been for more than 6 months, and the benefit is enormous. See, I'm an engineer working in the renewable energy, which is an international corporate, oil and gas, and as well as renewable energy. So communication leadership skills is something initial and crucial for our work. We need to form teams. We need to conduct effective meetings, as well as we need to speak in English. And English is not my native language. And by joining Toastmasters, that will give me access to join many clubs around the world. And the best for me is to go outside of my comfort zone, join a club and meet some nice people, nice friends, and try to practice more with them. At the same time, I could visit the place as well. I visited Alaska before many times, and I love the place, and I had a tour there and meet new people in there. So on one side, I excelled in my skills, and on the other side, I improved in my English language, and as well as I could practice other activities such as fishing and so many beautiful, amazing activities we could do in Ketchikan.
So have you been to Ketchikan?
I've not been there. I visited Alaska, Anchorage, and all these areas out there, and I'm planning to visit very soon, maybe in the next season.
And how did you find there's different clubs around the world. What attracted you to the one in Ketchikan?
Okay. As you know, that when you have a smaller community, not in the crowded clubs and crowded big cities. In such an environment, I got more chance to participate in playing more rules, do more practices. I was heard, and the feedback and engagement was much more higher when I've seen by joining other crowded clubs in huge and bigger community. And the people there, I made lots of friends there. They're very friendly. They give very good feedbacks. They give time to you, and they are very, very kind. So I liked it. I attended first time once or twice as a visitor. Then I've seen that, yes, this is a club where I think I could practice and learn more.
Okay. And Joanna, how many members are there?
Currently, we have 7 members, and so we're always, people come in and out of Toastmasters for various reasons, some for short-term reasons, some for long-term. So we are always looking for new members. But I want to just comment a little further on what Muhannad said. The world of Zoom really opened up the world to us. Shortly before Zoom, there was already a club in District 32, which is all of Alaska and a part of Washington. There was a club that's kind of based in Anchorage called the Advanced Toastmasters Club, something like that. And one of our members joined that by Zoom right before COVID. And then, so that's Carmel Anderson. And so you don't just have to belong to one club. So many people actually do belong to even more than one club. But Carmel's done a lot then in terms of really being able to advance the communication and open up opportunities for people to learn more about us. The one wonderful coincidental thing that makes it really doable for Muhannad to participate is that his time zone is exactly 12 hours opposite of ours. So we meet at 6:45 to 7:45 Tuesday mornings. He's meeting 6:45 to 7:45 in the morning, the next morning for him. But it complements schedule-wise.
That, or is it the evening?
That works. For him, it's the evening. Yes. Yeah. For us, it's the morning. Yes.
In the morning. So I'd be more happy to join an evening group. So maybe I need to find a group in the United Arab Emirates and join them for an evening session or something. Or no, that would be opposite to me. I don't know whatever. Somebody who meets at 6 in the morning and I meet them at 6 at night. There we go.
There you go.
My time. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, and I'll ask you that, Muhannad, is that more convenient for you, the hours of the club?
Yes, it's very convenient because you see all the meeting time, all the discussion saying, yes, this will be 7 o'clock. So for me, okay, 7 o'clock, but it's in the evening. Because in many of those Zoom meetings, people saying you will always struggle, maybe you miss something of this, but here it's very easy. Time Zoom is exactly the other side of the world. So it's if they say 7 a.m. means 7 p.m. here. Mm-hmm. And the other good skill, which I started learning in this club, is running hybrid meetings. Mm-hmm. So I visited many other clubs in the world. They don't have that hybrid. They're either online or they're either meeting in physical places. But this is maybe one of the few clubs I've seen it. They could done it successfully. Some people in the Zoom, some people there, they attended in person. And we're run very smoothly. And I'm taking this learning from the club into the corporate world because we still not recovered fully from the COVID. We're still in the transition. And you can see that there are rules that in one room, you cannot have more than 4 people or 5 people. So you cannot have a physical meetings and you cannot have online meetings. You need to have the skills of running hybrid meetings.
Okay, and yeah, and here, well, because our air room studio is very small, we wear masks when we're here because we can't distance. So, kind of that's why for some people we may sound a little muffly is we are wearing masks while we're in this room, just to be safe. And Joanna, so if people are interested in becoming members of Toastmasters or want more information, what's the best thing to do?
Muhannad, do you have the contact information from our poster right in front of you by any chance? That's the one thing
I put you
didn't
on the
bring.
Spot.
Yeah, that's the one thing I didn't bring. We have a...
Yeah, the best things, the best thing is to email us at the firstcitytoastmastersclub@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, which is First City Toastmasters. And you can contact us. When is the next meeting? We're meeting every week on Tuesday, 6:45 a.m. So visit once or twice, and then you can see that if you are you find yourself there, and this is what you want to learn, and you want to get advanced to Toastmasters. They have education materials which is up to the standard. You can look, there are lots of pathway which meets and suits your needs. If you are in the business, there are presenting skills, there are leadership modules, as well as if you are in the social or non-profit organization, or even if you're working on charity or any other activities you do, we need to communicate well. We need to build bridges. We need to also lead teams to get things out. So these skills, we have to learn it.
Mohanad is our public relations vice president. So we very appreciate your work with helping us get the word out. You also can see us on Facebook for City Toastmasters. Mohanad has that website up for all to see. We are really grateful for the opportunity to become a hybrid club. It was a 8-month project just to really figure out how to make it work for us at the Presbyterian Church, still to be in person with, we can serve easily with a pretty good social distance, about 6 to 8 people in the basement of the room. But our two newest members have joined online in Zoom. So again, 6:15 in the morning can seem early. If you don't want to get up and leave your house, you don't have to. You can just join us right at 6:15 in the morning. And our two...
I thought you said 6:45. It's 6:15?
I'm sorry, 6:45.
Okay.
6:45. Have your coffee and join us right from your own home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been interesting with everybody doing a lot of these meetings online. I have, through the last year and whatever, just seeing people at home with their pets crawling all over them, wearing mm-hmm. their pajamas or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's a definitely different time. So, mm-hmm. Although we're kind of coming back to more in person.
Mm-hmm. It's great to have both options. So.
All right.
Yeah,
well, great for both of you. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to mention? Mohanad, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I want to mention that this is the most effective way in terms of cost to benefits to get coached and to learn those skills. I've seen people who are in positions of CEOs and they advance in some skills and they need a personal coach. That would be very expensive. The best way is, I've seen it, it's joining Toastmasters. It will open the world for you and give you access to visit any club in the world, as well as you can practice your skills.
It is the mentorship, besides the peer interaction every week, the opportunity to really, really get keen listening skills and get feedback for how we communicate, how we speak, how to speak impromptu without. Without necessarily opportunity to prepare, all of that in a very supportive environment, and also with good mentorship opportunities, and like you said, very affordable. It is here in the United States is overall about $140 a year. Startup, there's a little bit additional cost, but very affordable. And big thing is that it's self-paced. When I first started, it took me months to give my first speech, and that was perfectly fine. It took years for me to reach my goal of being able to write and give a speech within 24 to 48 hours. And it's just very fun to be a part of a group and watch every person continue to change and grow in their skills and their ability to do whatever it is they're trying to do better that involves speaking and leading.
And if someone is, they're not sure if this is for them, can they show up as a guest and just observe for a couple of sessions? Or
they can observe for any number of sessions. We really encourage guests to come. Mariah Schick is our membership vice president, and she will be welcoming any guests and connecting with anyone who wants to come. To be a guest on Zoom, just get a hold of us through our email and... then you will get an invitation to the Zoom meeting, and you can join us as a guest.
Okay. All right. Great.
Or in person.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. All right. Well, thanks to both of you for joining me this morning. And it sounds like a very, very interesting organization. And again, if people have any questions, we will post this interview to our website at krbd.org. And I will also have links to the Facebook page and the email as well.
So thank you, Maria. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll have that information. Again, thank you very much, Joanna DeSanto, and also Muhannad Abu Saleh. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Muhannad.